Bridget's voice suddenly blared through the comm link.
Grant, 2 o'clock!
Grant spun around as two of the Hummers vectored in on him, their engines roaring like rampaging beasts. The barrels of the M-60s trained on him. Instinctively, he opened up with the Sin Eater on full auto, shifting the flaming barrel from one wag to another. The bullet struck the reactive plate armor and bounced away with keening whines. He fired the blaster dry within a few seconds, but the two vehicles came on. He knew holding his ground would only get him shot or flattened, so he turned and ran as fast as he could, his long legs pumping. Although his speed was impressive, Grant could only maintain it for short distances. Flame strobed from the bores of the M-60s, and the bullets thumped the air over his head. He concentrated on running, praying he wouldn't stumble and hoping the nagging pull of an old injury wouldn't slow him up. Grant's thigh muscles felt as if they were seizing, his lungs were squeezed between the jaws of an ever-tightening vise, and his vision was shot through with gray spots. The ground suddenly shuddered beneath his pounding feet, and he felt a blast of withering heat right through his armor. A split second later, he heard the report of the MCP's 20mm cannon, sounding like the hand clap of a giant. The incendiary agent of the round impacted squarely on the hood of one of the Hummers. Fire bloomed from the engine block. The wag swerved into a crazed fishtail, strewing the ground with engine parts. Its front end broadsided the Hummer beside it, and with a shriek of metal grinding into metal and a flurry of sparks, the two wags careened madly in a wild figure eight. The MCP's cannon belched flame and smoke again, and the second round impacted on the right rear tire of the Hummer with its engine aflame. Both wags went tumbling in a cartwheel. A fuel tank ignited on the third bounce, and the bodywork of both vehicles was swallowed by a mushroom of roiling yellow flame. The crashing Hummers finally came to rest amid a shower of hardware, fire, and loose tires. Breathing hard, his hands resting on his knees, Grant spoke into the helmet transceiver.
Good thing you didn't wait for me to give you an order.
Do I ever? Maybe you'd better get back here. When I fired the cannon, I stalled out the engine. If I fire off any more rounds without the engine running, I'll drain the battery.
Just sit tight. I'll be back in a minute.